RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the monster.
On the monster.
On the monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Wednesday.
Yes, it's Rocket Wednesday, so we're playing music from the 2000s to the 2010s all day today.
Yes, and you know, outside of the fact that we are playing older songs today, we also have OPM Raya.
That's right, and it starts at 7 o'clock, so watch out for that. And send in your requests as early as now, 0961-1367-931.
Right, so, okay, we do have a top 10 for you today. We are thanking, are we thanking Mike Ferrer again? Yes! Thank you, Mike Ferrer.
Thank you!
Thank you very much for the consistent, suggestions. So, it's interesting for today because today we are doing the top 10. Hashtag, let the record show.
No.
Alam mo yung parang, you know, lest we get confused, I'm setting the record straight.
Okay.
So, for example, let the record show, yung pera ko na nasa iyo, utang yan ha, hindi bigay.
Yeah. But these days...
Lest you forget.
But these days, yung mga nagpapautang, what we say is, pag nagpautang ka, think of it as money gone.
Yes. And, pero that's your internal thought.
And if you get it back... then just be happy you got it back.
Yeah.
Pero there's always a possibility na hindi magbayad.
Totoo yan. So, pero yun nga. Like, I remember my mom would always say, ang bigay, bigay. Ang utang, utang. Kasi diba, especially when it's like from like a family member. Kanyari, kami. Diba? Yung parang like, just because I'm your mom doesn't mean you can just forget the utang. Diba? Pero if you ask for it, if I can, then I'll give it to you. But if you borrow money, I expect you to pay it back. And you can't bring out the I'm your kid card.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
I agree with it, even with friends. Diba? Yung parang, if you ask for it, if I can give it to you, I'll give it to you. Pero pag sinabi mo na utang, I expect it back, no matter how close we are.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're practically brother, sister, brother, brother. I expect it back.
Yeah.
Because it's utang. Yeah. Diba? So yeah, that makes
100%.
Sense. Another example, let the record show, hindi sa akin ang galing na mukha kang pigsa na tinubuan ng mukha. Oo, kinalat ko, pero hindi nagsimula sa akin.
My gosh, that's just, like so 90s. Yung parang blank na tinubuan,
ng mukha. Like,
so it could be pigsa, it could be something else.
Yeah, something unappealing.
Or anything that's like distracting. Like for example, if you have thick eyebrows, mukhang kilay na tinubuan ng mukha.
Yeah. Oh, when I was younger, when I had like really bad acne, pimples na tinubuan ng mukha.
My God, it's horrible.
Oh my gosh, I heard that every single day of my life.
It sounds like a 90s teleserie. You know, the contrabida who comes out and says her piece.
I know.
Yeah.
Pero yun nga, parang like, I guess, what you're saying is, yeah, I spread it, but I didn't start it. I just heard someone say it. Marky said it. I just repeated it.
Hey.
At least let the record show. Okay?
I didn't start it.
Another example. Let the record show. Oo, favorite ko siya. Pero, pantay-pantay ang treatment ko sa inyo. Pantay ang ibinigay. Pantay ang trato. Pantay ang rewards. Pantay ang punishment. Mas gusto ko lang siya.
Oh my gosh.
But everything else is equal.
To hear that from a parent?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel. Because, of course, you're appreciative that they're not, you know, they're not treating you like you're not the favorite.
You're not the favorite.
But still, just to find out na meron talagang legit favorite.
Aminado
sila.
Don't say it out loud. Keep it to yourself. It's like the voices in your head. Don't let it.
Yeah.
Don't let it come out.
Even if it's literally okay with your kid, hearing it is a kind of like a punch in the gut.
Yeah. Sometimes alam na naman nila, like they can probably tell. But yeah, you don't want to confirm.
And the kids din naman, when you think about it, even if you ask the kid who felt slighted, pag tinanong mo siya, do you prefer your mom or your dad? Meron din naman siyang preference, to be, let's
guess,
be honest.
Yeah.
But it's different kasi. It's a parental figure.
I know.
It'll shape you for the rest of your life. Trauma is a thing.
It is. Ano yung... There's this thing... Para siyang minerge yung word na trauma and something. Because I found it fascinating na, that's a term.
Drama?
Parang ganun. Parang they merge the word trauma with another word. Sabi ko pa naman, I'll say it when we're on air. Anyway. Another example. Let the record show, hindi ako ang nagsimula ng away. Gumanti lang ako ng bongga, pero ikaw ang nagsimula. Pag sinimulan mo, tatapusin ko.
Going back to yesterday's top 10.
Yeah.
Bury that.
Yeah.
Nananahimik ako. Eto ka.
Oo.
Ginugulo mo ako.
Ako yan ang ano ko. Like, I remember saying this before. You know, if you bring the war to my shores, I will pulverize you.
Like, wow.
I will not go to your country. I will not go to your shores and bring the fight.
Mm.
But if you bring it to my backyard, then, you know, the usually very quiet Chico will not be so quiet. I mean, you know.
Mm.
There will be some form of like fighting
peace
back.
Peace will be set.
If you bring it to me.
Very, ano, my nuclear weapon na tinatago.
Oh. Pero yung hindi ako mga away. Hindi ako pupunta sa bahay mo para awayin ka. Pero pag dinala mo yung away sa bahay ko, ibang usapan yun. Right? Kasi like, you're bringing it to me.
So, wait. Are you the kind of person that would have fought back if someone like, let's just say, threw a punch? You have to fight back.
Well, you know what? Let's be honest. Like, kung feeling ko kaya kong mag-fight back, I will. But if, let's say, kunyari tipong...
Like a thug.
Incredible Hulk. Eh, self-preservation. I will probably not fight back. You know, if I feel like pwedeng may weapon siya or
you could get
could
hurt.
Literally beat me up. Kunyari, walang weapon. But still, like, if I fight back, baka bugbog sarado ko. Well, the smarter part of me will probably be like, you know what? Better one punch than bugbog sarado. So I would still gauge it. Pag feeling ko kaya ko, of course I will. You know, but let's be smart about these things.
Yeah.
It's funny how you and I have never been socked. Like punched.
Well,
hindi na pa ba sinusock ni Baby Whale? Hindi, na-imagine ko kasi like, as Baby Chico, alam mo yung susuot sa yung socks mo, ganun.
Yeah.
Yung meaning na yun ng socks.
I can put on my own socks. Thank you very much.
Baby Chico seems so helpless.
I think I can.
Baby Chico seems so adorable that, you know, you'd want to do everything for Baby Chico.
Yeah. But, you know, there is Daddy Chico too, you know. The one who calls the shots.
Oh, wow. What's the voice of Daddy Chico? If you know the voice of Baby Chico, you have to also know the voice of Daddy Chico.
Meron din yun.
Beg for it. Is this what you want?
No. Ano yung kanina? Trauma? That's traumatizing.
And one last. Let the record show, sa lahat ng away sa office, lahat ng away sa barkada, lahat ng away sa pamilya, ang common denominator, ikaw. You gotta think about it. Am I the drama?
You're the drama.
Right? Diba parang, if you think about it, let's say you fulminate and you like, parang bakit ano si ganyan, bakit nang people are so horrible? And then somebody gotta sit you down and be like, you do realize you're the common denominator, right? Sa barkada, yeah. Ikaw yung na kaaway ni ganito at ni ganito at ni ganito at ni ganito. Sa office, ganun din. Ikaw yung kaaway ni ganito, ikaw yung may beef kay ganito, ikaw yung may beef sa ganito. Sa family, ganun din. Maybe it's you.
Yep. Is you're the world villain in this story.
Oh. Is the world horrible or are you horrible?
Are you horrible?
Yeah.
It's you gotta think about it. You gotta think about it.
Introspective.
And
right?
A lot of them talaga, they feel like victims.
Yes.
Na parang... You're also mean to me.
Saka bakit kayo lahat ganyan? Oh. Why are you all fighting with me? And you don't realize...
It's you! No. You're the problem. It's you.
Hey, look at us quoting.
I know, right? Oh, the first billionaire? Purely from music.
Wow.
Taylor Swift has joined the Billionaires Club. And she is the first to do it with no businesses. No, like purely music.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
She's a billionaire. But there you go. Let the record show. Alam mo yung gusto mo lang klaruhin na parang, you know, to be fair, this is what happened. These are the receipts. I have proof. So, usually ginagamit yan sa ano, diba? Sa court.
Mm-hmm.
Let the record show. Blah, blah. My client
when
has
presenting,
never...
When presenting, like, evidence.
Yes, when presenting evidence. So that's what we're doing today. If you want to send in your entries, you know where to send it. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Let the Record Show in all your posts. And
is that what you want? Oh, my gosh.
Tell us what you want. What you really, really
what you
want.
Really, really want.
We are playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s. Again, requests are welcome. 0961-1367-931. Chico Hazel and Marky with you till 10. Your sweetest on Riot Wednesday.
Give us
tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
So, now, what's the tea, sis?
Lots of tea, auntie. Kudos, mama, for spilling. Mama, kudos for saying that. For spilling.
Yes, dada.
Alabo. Hi.
All right, let's get to some tea today. Okay, let's start off with Lizzo, who clarifies what she meant. She had to clarify
in less than 48 hours.
What she meant with her I quit post. She basically says, when I say quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy or attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us at the Marines.
Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm excited to hear
very
her
top
next...
10 natin.
Yeah.
Let the record show. I didn't say I was quitting music. I said I'm quitting the... Yeah.
I mean, the way she said I'm quitting, I figured, parang hindi clear.
Yeah. No, because all she said was, I quit.
I quit.
Yeah. I quit. That's what she said. Well, at least she clarified it for everyone.
Yung mga comments. She decided to come back when, like, nobody made a fuss about her. Remember that?
Everybody went girl bye.
Remember when you told me? I was like, oh, let me go on Twitter. Let me just click the Lizzo trending so that I know what's going on. And it was not there.
It was horrible.
It was not trending at all.
Ouch.
I had to type it in, like, literally.
And when Lizzo you did quitting. Type it in, people were not having it. I mean, they were... They were being so shady.
They were being so shady.
Shady AF. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just a weird thing. I mean, obviously it's a stunt. I mean, like, you don't say I quit if what you meant is you say it, right? I mean, if that was what's really in your head, then you'd be like, you know, I quit. But what I mean is, you know what I mean? You don't say I quit if, let's say, you don't mean to quit whatever it is you're doing. Like, if I were to say, you know what, that's it. You know what, I quit. Obviously, if I don't qualify it, people will assume I'm quitting radio because that's what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's a stunt.
She was just being a stunterella. It's a stunt queen.
She's being a stunt.
It's a thing these days.
I have no...
She just wanted the attention.
Yeah. Basically that.
Yeah. Any publicity is publicity, right? Okay. Let's move on to a little, criminal tea. Sean Diddy Combs' ex is speaking out after her son was handcuffed while the music mogul's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were being raided by federal law enforcement. Basically, in the statement, Diddy's attorney criticized the feds for the gross overuse of military-level force. Basically, his ex is speaking out after her son was handcuffed while Diddy's homes were raided. Misa Hilton took to Instagram on Tuesday and blasted HSI, or Homeland Security Investigations, the federal agency that helmed the raid, saying the agency's show of strong force was an attempt to humiliate and terrorize her son, Justin King Combs, 26. She also mentioned Christian Combs, 30, whom Diddy shared with the late Kim Porter. The overzealous and overtly militarized force used against my sons, Justin and Christian, is deplorable. If these were the sons of a non-black celebrity, they would not have been handcuffed with the same aggression. The attempt to humiliate and terrorize these innocent young men is despicable. Yes.
Kasi lalo na, for me, if... Take away what is going on. Like, kung hindi naman... If they were going peacefully, hindi naman sila nag... they weren't fighting back. I don't see the need for, like, handcuffs.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Unless they were making a fuss, right? I mean, kunyari nagre-resist.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, I get it. Because you know, you want to be able to do your investigation without them running in and, like, destroying evidence or something like that. Pero kunyari, if you told them to sit still and they did, I don't think there's any need for, like, force.
And,
yeah, of course, we don't know kasi how it rolls.
Well, it says here... Hilton questioned whether Justin needed several laser beams from firearms pointed at his chest, and if Christian needed a gun pointed at his back, at the back of his head, while he was handcuffed.
That's what I mean. Like, maybe it was okay to just say, okay, this is a raid. We have warrant of arrest. Sit down. We're going to raid your house. And if they did, why handcuff them? You know what I mean? If you're surrounded by armed men, and these are unarmed people, and they were cooperating, usually the only need to handcuff them is if they weren't cooperating.
A little bit more tea here. This is one we spoke about a while ago off air. Taylor Swift has officially joined Forbes' a billionaire list, becoming the first person to do it from music and performing alone.
I wonder though if this includes endorsements. Because wala ba siyang endorsement?
Well, endorsements count because it's because of music she got these endorsements.
So maybe what they mean is yung completely unrelated to music. Like, for example,
like
a business. Like Fenty for Rihanna. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Rare.
What else?
For Selena.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's the mogul, business mogul side. Hers is probably just for touring, for the record sales. Because record sales, doesn't that go to, like, the record company?
Yeah.
Well, touring, she gets a lot. Remember that whole Singapore deal?
Oh, for sure.
$2 million per show. That's,
oh my gosh,
huge.
$2 million per show.
Per show. To make it exclusive. So that she doesn't...
That's why her only stop in Asia.
In Southeast Asia.
In Southeast Asia.
No shows in the Philippines, Thailand, Malaysia, etc.
And how many shows did she have again in Singapore?
Six.
Gosh.
So that's 12.
So they all just flew to Singapore, and then they got the money from tourism.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, congratulations to her.
Purely music.
And without further ado, let's play this next song for you. That was our hashtag Tea Over Coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X. Keep it locked only on the Monster.
Push those.
Enjoy this.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Why you do this to me? Why you play Gary V? Why you durug my heart?
Nawala na yung bro.
Nawala
na-exercise yung
Maya-maya, babalik yun.
Daddy Chico, after the songs that we just played.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. So let's start off with some greets.
Oh my goodness. The text line is blowing up. 0961-1367-931. Let's say good morning to Ronaldo Quino. Judai says, thank you, Hazel, for your playlist. Bringing back many wonderful memories. That's the whole point. So stay tuned. We've got more. Hello to Sophia. And good morning to Jogan. Sarah Prelli also says, please greet Elma Grace a happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hello to Melai. Good morning to Keith Walter. This is so weird because there's like something gummy stuck on my tooth.
We're eating some Sour Patch candies.
I can feel it. It's so annoying. Okay, anyway. Keith Walter says, good morning from the Dubai airport. We're off to Taipei.
Oh, nice.
Enjoy.
Oh, wait, before you continue, I just realized something.
What?
Bumili tayo ng... Ano yun yung sabi mo na titikman natin? Inubos mo lahat. Ano nangyari?
No! No, I still have. I made sure.
Binili yun eh para matikman
natin.
Hindi naman.
Nakalahati ko lang yung box. Pero there's
still... Ano tawag doon?
The fruit roll-up. I still have them. I've been thinking when we're gonna do it kasi we need to buy the ice cream. Oh, so, and di ko alam if you're down for like an ice cream party in the morning. So,
ice cream any time of the day. Midnight, dusk, dawn. Ice cream. We're talking about ice cream here.
I mean, let's not do it tomorrow. We have a guest.
I think about bukas.
Maybe Friday.
Okay, game.
Maybe Friday.
Game.
Okay. marami pa. Huwag kang mag-alala. There are only two flavors in the box. So, berry, and strawberry. So, just tell me what you want.
Delicious.
I'll bring it. Yeah. Hello to Carlo Lazada. And also, we're saying good morning. Sabi niya natawa siya sa Daddy Chico. kami kinilabutan. Ikaw natawa.
Ikaw
kami
natawa.
Justin Sayana. Hello, Juice Blank. And also, we're saying good morning to Bianca. We have Mommy Kathy. Yon Tafian sent us a nice photo prepping to leave for Busan.
Oh my gosh.
Wala naman kaming nakita. Or prepping to leave Busan. So, nasa Busan sila. Yeah, wala naman daw zombies. Puro beautiful flowers.
Aww.
Good morning to Karen M. And Shay says hello. Also saying good morning to Angeli. Majorette wants to greet her dear friend Myra Lopez, aka Mumay. Pa-birthday blending naman. Glee style. Mumay is a soprano member of Magsaysay Corral. So,
nakakahiya naman. Tapos,
pressure naman.
Hintayin natin si Marky.
Uh-oh. Hello to Jerome Santos. Good morning to BC Bon Voyage. Hi to Gina Buido and Mika. Good morning to Engineer Ralph or Raph De La Cruz from Mega World OSVP. He also listens to the show pala while driving to work. Thank you. Edric Kins. Hi. The Jedi Master wants to say happy birthday to Gino Guerrero of the UP Dreamers. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
What's up, Arlene? What's up, Chichi? And Hody H. Who says, shout out to Edric Kins na prank ako noong April 1. Sabi niya kasi may kumakalat ako kong vid. Kumukhang kamukha daw yung ulo ko. Nung ulo ko yung nasa vid. Kinabahan ako ng malala. Prank lang pala. Pero ba't ako kinabahan?
I was going to say, ba't ka naman kinabahan?
Ayun na, sinabi na niya.
Mga
who knows,
kababalaghan
right?
kang ginagawa.
Who knows what people can do?
I know, right? Mean, that's
like,
true though. That's
imagine
scary.
You had like a hookup and someone was...
Akala mo wala lang, di ba?
Uh-huh. Oh, hello to Edward Meliona and his wife Jenny. They're both locked in on the way to work. We have Joy and June Riel. Kaboses ni Chico, yung matanda sa Detective Conan. Ni Daddy
ano ba?
Chico.
It's supposed to be like all hot and like...
Sexy! He was going for like, alam mo yun? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello to Trisha Basco. Happy birthday to you! It was her birthday yesterday. No, April 1st.
Oh, okay.
Happy, happy birthday. Hello
happy
to
birthday.
Melvin and Chef Sheffin and the hubby R. Luigi Arm. Tell you, there's so many. Hello to Japat from Stockholm. Krister says, good morning. Nakapakinig na rin using a different app. Hello to Butter Baby and Tino. Traffic building up pretty bad along EDSA this early, but can't complain with you in the background. Thank Yay. You. Emo Fat says good morning. Carmina also says hello. Back to work after her little Taiwan vacation. Hello to Elmer Velasco and also to 7070 and to Cha. Shay and Cha says belated happy birthday to me. Oh, happy birthday,
Oh,
Cha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cha.
Eric is also locked in, an early bird. He messaged at 6:01. Jay Escobar says belated happy birthday to Ivan Borlongan and Marvin Andre Escobar. Dami my birthday. And hello to Ron on the way to Ortigas. Good morning to Nico and also Juice Mike. There, that's it for the text line.
And on X, saying hi to Archer. Good morning to Doc Wins. Hi to Edward Hilliona. Good morning. Happy Riot. Please greet my wife Jenny. We are tuned in on our way to work. Also, saying hello to Galactus Intolerance. Pariot Wednesday ng TV commercial of Brad Turvey and Mandy Moore back in the day.
Oh, cry.
Yeah. Cry.
Thanks a lot for butchering this song.
That is their commercial. Yun yun. Yun nga, di ba na, na
it was parang late afternoon.
Kumakanta si Brad in a store. No, tapos biglang kinanta ni Mandy from behind him. It's Mandy Moore.
It's Mandy Moore. I love
that. Oh my gosh, like I love that commercial. And that was even, if I'm not mistaken, that was before Brad joined us.
Yeah,
that's, we would, like when he joined us, we kept on singing that song to him.
Never, feeling Mandy Moore.
Never heard the end of it. Yeah.
Saying hi to Nina Hidalgo, please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. Also greeting Legal Millennial, who says hi to lovely wife Antoinette. You, Nina Hidalgo says, Daddy Chico, parang lasinggero kaya.
Lasinggero talaga.
And what's wrong with that?
Okay,
Daddy Chico.
Okay, Daddy Chico. Say it like you mean it.
Okay, Daddy Chico. With tears in your eyes. Ganon.
Parang nag-escalate, ha? Teka lang.
I'm crying.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello to Carlo Oscar Lozada. Juice Blank says, grabe init between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Oh my gosh, it's so hot.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot.
It Don't forget to hydrate, sabi. And yeah, it's very hot these days, guys. Watch yourselves. Drink a lot of water.
Lots of it.
Keep cool. Stay in air-conditioned or electric fanned environment.
True.
Hi to Yonte Fian. Butter Baby, that's it for greets.
Okay, we have to sing for my Ate Fides. It's her birthday.
It's her birthday. Oh, it's sabay birthday. Na natin with the soprano person.
Ah, sige.
Wait, let me look for the name again. What's the name of that person? I saw it already. Okay, anyway. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Soprano person.
Ano siya? Of a chorale. Kasi soprano siya of a member siya ng Magsaysay Chorale.
Oo.
So, well, since Magsaysay, Glee or like Philippine choir?
Why not?
Like,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mumay and Ate Fides.
Happy birthday to you.
Check,
Let the record show. We were actually top trending topic earlier.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Let's start off with 7070.
Number 10.
Let the record show. Hindi ko sinabing mukha kang isda. Ang sabi ko, mukha kang ibon. You know who looks like a bird? Angeria.
Yes!
You know how some people look like birds?
It's the
Usually
nose.
It's the nose. If you have a very aquiline nose.
Yeah.
It tends to look like a beak. And usually that's what people, yun yung mga sinasabihan na, mukha kang ibon. Kasi nga, Parang it's yeah. the nose.
She kind of does, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah. She really does.
The other one who does as well as Brooklyn Heights.
Not as much as
not as much, but usually when the nose, but yung tipong Barbara Streisand, yung medyo it overpowers the rest of your face. Mm. Then usually people say mukha kang ibon. And siguro yung mukhang is na pag malaki yung mata.
And then there's also the mukhang kabayo. Pag naman pag
elongated yung
right?
face.
Yeah.
Either long face or medyo pa forward yung face. Then, you know, people might say, you know what I mean?
So, yung podcast title suggests.
Stop. Okay. Stop. Okay, so here we go. Next. Next. Oh, pero you know what? Some people are like they take it in stride. They even make fun of it.
Oh, yeah.
Iba like sila Marina.
Kasi yung mga ganyan, alam mo yung Vice, maybe they've heard it all their lives.
They've heard it.
So,
and instead of getting picon, they're okay. like, oh, you know what?
Make it
so
a brand. Oh,
diba? Yeah. And they would even poke fun at themselves. Yun lang yung tricky doon. Sometimes when people poke fun at themselves, that's not a license for you to suddenly just be shady to them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yung kunyari, ako, I make fun of, let's say, a body part. Just because I do it, I can do it because it's me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give you license to insult me in the same way.
But that's the danger.
That's
of
the danger.
That humor.
That's the danger.
Because it opens the door for people to do the same or to make fun of certain things.
Totoo naman. Totoo naman. And like, for example, yun nga, like, regardless of how I feel about her, pero like si Lizzo nga, yung parang, people were saying when she quit, kasi nga, supposedly she quit because of all the negative stuff. So many people, you know, called her out on her Instagram name, which is Lizzo Be Eating. Mm. So, di ba? Parang inaano nila na parang like, you use Lizzo Be Eating as your code name, pero when people call you out for
eating
too much, parang you feel hurt. Yun nga eh, like, kasi siya yun.
Right.
So, you know, but it's a really thin line.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really, it's very difficult to call because when is it poking fun and when is it insulting?
Insulting. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the question.
That's tough. Even with roasts, diba? That's the thin line.
Mm.
If it's funny, then it's a roast. If it's not, then it's just a flat out insult.
Yeah.
From Maxim De Winter.
Number 9.
Let the record show. Oo, magastos ako, pero wala akong ginagastos na pera ng iba. Lahat yun, pera ko.
Hey,
that's...
Preach, mama!
Essential. If it's my money, you don't get a say.
Yeah.
Because I earned
what I
that
spend
money.
It's mine.
And I'm gonna use it how I want to.
Kung wala ka namang utang, wala ka namang ginugulong iba, so, you know?
Yeah.
Diba? To maintain your lifestyle.
Unless I complain a lot. Kasi if I complain a lot about not having enough money, then maybe you can say like, hello, ang gastos-gastos mo eh. You know what I mean? Pero yung kunyari yung I'm thriving, I'm fine, wala naman akong financial problems, you just don't understand why I spend
yeah.
on whatever it is that I spend on, that's none of your business.
Mm.
Yeah. And from, let me see here, Queen of Deadma.
Number 8.
Let the record show. My fur babies crossed the rainbow bridge because of old age.
Mm.
I am a good fur parent.
Aww.
No, I guess, that comes to mind. Kahit wala naman nagsasabi.
Well,
you kind of, as a fur parent, when your babies cross over, you kind of, there's a little bit of like, baka sabihin ng tao, pinabayaan ko.
Because they live the long life. And that's so... It, like interesting to note how people ask you how old are they, and then when you say they're a little bit older, they're like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Ako like ako, it's, I take pride like my fur babies na nag-crossover na talagang like Duke was 13, Isis was 16, Cairo was 17.
Wow,
like long lives. And usually pa pag ano, like for Yorkies, small dogs tend to live a little shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Small and big. So the Great Danes and the Chihuahuas.
Well,
yeah. Ang matagal yung gitna.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're too small or when they're too big, usually ang lifespan, di ba, nasa 12 to 15, sila nasa 8 to 10.
So you're saying like mga akitas, 8 to 10?
Around-ish. Oh, no. Ish. Basta yung the really big ones and the really small ones. So chihuahuas as the small ones. And medium ang Labrador.
Medium
yun. I'm talking about St. Bernard, Great Dane. The really big ones, okay. yun yung medyo ano rin. A little bit, just a little bit shorter. From Archer Aguilar.
Number seven.
Let the record show that even though we had a nasty breakup, I really, truly, genuinely loved you.
Aww.
It turned sour, but
when it was good.
And it was legit. Even if, alam mo, nagbabangayan na kayo ngayon and todo like below the belt. But like, you know what?
It was good.
Despite what we're going through now, I did love you.
And you know,
I have to say that.
It takes a lot for you to be able to recognize that, especially when you hate them currently.
Yeah, currently, yeah.
Because of like whatever you're going through, if it's a bad breakup. But to be able to look back.
Totoo yan.
And, alam mo yon, and know in your heart na when you were happy, you were truly happy.
Even with friends or family, kunyari estranged kayo, it takes a lot to think na, because it's easy to just say, oh, you were never my friend.
Right.
But it takes a lot to be like, you know what? Hindi tayo magkasundo ngayon. Pero we were. We were the best of friends. Alam mo yon, to be able to say it na.
Yeah.
To separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Parang two different eras of your life yun. When you were, you know, great and then it was not so great.
And can I just go back to another fur babies? Do you know how old, I just saw this a couple of days ago, the living cat, the oldest living cat is?
How old?
37.
37?
37.
Ano yung tura niya? Parang humans pa na very...
Bedraggled na. Very Grisabella na. Yung alam mo yung medyo, alam mo yung gulo-gulo na yung fur.
Right.
Ganyan.
Yeah.
And I'm sure sobrang taken care of siya. So kahit suklayin mo medyo ano-ano na siya.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and but still very mobile.
Oh.
Lalakad-lakad pa rin, kumakain-kain pa rin.
That's
37
amazing.
Years old.
Hey, that's amazing.
Wow.
Right? I was like, how can my baby sleep that long? Yeah. And coming from Tampupu.
Number six.
Let the record show na hindi mo ako pinaniwalaan nung sinabi kong red flag yung jowa mo. So,
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I mean, let me just remind you in case you forgot that I warned you exactly of this thing that you're complaining about now.
But that's the thing. The only reason why this person knows everything is because you've been complaining for the longest time.
Yeah.
If you did not complain to this person, they probably wouldn't have said anything.
That's true.
Unless kilala nila talaga
unless din. Unless kilala nila or whatever, nakita nila. But like most of the time,
yeah,
it's when you ask advice from someone that you're close to and they decide to give their piece and it's your choice whether to accept it or to just move away.
Yeah. And sometimes it's essential that even if they did warn you, parang you want to see for yourself.
True.
As foolish as it may sound.
You always feel like you're the exception eh.
Kasi parang pag hindi, pag you just take their word for it, baka hindi ka naman naniniwala. But now that you've experienced it, then you can move on.
Yeah.
True.
Diba? Kasi minsan that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
For you to wait, you know what? You were right. Yeah.
And maybe, you know, people can change. Yun nga, there is the rule and the exception. And mali mo naman, you are the exception.
You are exception. You. And from Rice Baby.
Number five.
Let the record show sa blind test na ginawa natin sa office. Mas masarap ang spaghetti ko kesa sa spaghetti. I guess that's one way of doing it nga, no? Kunyari nag-away kayo, kaninong spaghetti ang mas masarap?
Blind taste test.
Blind taste test kayo. Spaghetti A, spaghetti B, and you don't tell them which is which. And have multiple people, at least 10 people. And ask them which one is better. And kung overwhelming, kung 5-5, oh, fine. Pero kung overwhelming, like 9-1 or 10-0, that will settle it.
Wag lang natin isama si ano, Benny Blanco.
Ay, hindi natin siya papatikim.
Baka idura niya ulit dun sa lalagyan. Sa pinagkuhaan.
Ang tanong pag siya, which is worse? The worst spaghetti.
Exactly. And from Al Macchiato.
Number four.
Let the record show that I didn't bully you back in high school. My version of lambing was just cariño brutal.
It's true.
But it's a tough lesson.
Sometimes you don't know na parang feeling bullied na pala yung
yes.
yung kinakarin yung yeah. brutal mo.
Di ba growing up, how many times has that happened to us? Yung ganon, yung parang like, syempre kayo, like obviously you love each other, you're friends, right? But sometimes merong magiging parang medyo butt of jokes. And then nakasanayan nyo lang na parang like, every time, ano, you and you think it's okay. And you love your friend. You don't want to hurt them. It's just that you forget.
Yeah.
But to them, it's like, ako na naman. Ako na naman yung butt of joke. Like, it's fine a couple of times. But when it's always me, it doesn't feel good. And sometimes it's a tough lesson to learn. Na parang, I hurt my friend.
I guess it is easier when you're not the butt of the joke.
Yes.
When you're the one.
It's funny, right?
Making if you're not fun the, of, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that person.
And it's a, ano, it's a hard lesson to learn. Kasi minsan, of course, it's the pride na parang like, oof, ang hirap aminin na nagkamali ako na I kind of like, yeah, maybe I went overboard. It's yeah, not maybe, an easy thing to admit.
Maybe I shouldn't have put liquid paper on your hair. Maybe I shouldn't have maybe I should have made you batok like after you beat me at that.
Ikaw yung nagigay ng ano, no? Ikaw yung secretly nagpadala ng entry na nagdikit ng bubble gum sa bangs, tas ginupit yung bangs, tas sinabihan ng, okay, quits na tayo.
I would never. No, hindi ko gagawin yung gum. Kasi I know how difficult that is to remove. I mean, I've had gum stuck on my hair.
God, it's so, just liquid paper.
Liquid paper lang.
What an angel.
Tsaka sa ends lang. Hindi sa buong hair. Yung ends lang ng hair.
Highlights.
It was
actually... highlights. Balayage.
I was just playing stylist, you know?
I'm being balayage.
Oh, parang ganun.
I cannot with you.
It was a boring chemistry class, okay?
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number three.
Let the record show, sa ating dalawa, hindi ako yung malakas gumamit ng kuryente, tubig, at internet. So, parang dapat hindi 50-50 ang hati.
Oh.
Yeah, especially your roommates.
You know, I would volunteer to pay more if I knew yeah. na ako yung mas bugbog sa akin.
Kunyari ano? Kunyari like, yung isa work from home.
Right.
Yung isa, like umuwi lang sa gabi. Obviously, hindi kayo pareho ng konsumo.
Yeah.
It's just hard to figure out the percentage.
Yeah.
Doon lang magkakatalo na paano kung feeling nung isa... Eh, dapat 60-40 lang. Eh, halos wala nga ako dito. Dapat 80-20. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's when it becomes tricky.
Like, when Rika moved in with me and we had to figure out, like, how to split expenses, I just basically charged her half the rent but everything else I paid for. So, I was still paying all the, like, electric bill, yeah. water, internet, like, all this stuff. Because yeah. I'm the one that's my home. You know what I mean? And she was just...
And you were paying that even before she moved in.
Same Z's. I mean, like, because now, like, I live in SO. So, it's reached the point where, like, for example, if I'm not at home or I'm out of the country, we don't even talk about it. Binabayaran niya yung, ano. Well, we don't have rent because I own the place. But, like, for example, electricity,
utilities,
water.
Utilities.
Kasi, for example, I'm out of the country. Like, when I was in Norway for 4 weeks, siya lang nasa bahay.
Oh,
so,
true.
Siya lang bayad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And from Chinito Ken.
Number two.
Let the record show, I never claimed na straight ako. You just assumed it. Nagre-reto kayo ng mga babae sa akin. Of course, hindi ako mandidiri. Para naman hindi sila ma-offend. It's on a need-to-know basis. Hindi ko tinatago, pero hindi ko rin kinakalat.
Yeah.
So and that, totoo yan, ha? Just because you don't... na hindi mo kinakalat doesn't mean that you're in the closet.
Yeah.
It's just that it's more of like, why would I tell you? I mean, if it comes up, then I will.
So, Daddy Chico, dadalan ka na ba namin ng mga bebas dito?
Ang tanong, hindi ko magdadala ng bebas. Ang tanong... kung ilan. Oh my God.
It's happening.
Ilang ba gusto mo?
Eh, sabi nga nila, no more, no merrier. Teka, ba't nagiging parang naging balita?
The heck?
Bakit kanina, Daddy? Ba't ngayon nagiging parang balita? So, no more, no merrier. I can't.
Stop!
Even I'm gagged.
So, Chico. Daddy Chico with a bebas.
I know, right?
Uh-oh.
Wow. Okay. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Let the Record Show comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
Let the Record Show, hindi ko siya inagaw sa'yo. Ako ang pinili niya. Hindi ko pwedeng agawin ang kailanman hindi maging iyo.
Ayan yung mga parang, let's say for example, nagka-crush ka.
Oo.
Tapos matagal mo ng crush yun. Kaso ang niligawan, friend mo.
Friend mo. Tapos sinagot ng friend mo.
Hindi ng friend mo sa'yo. Kasi crush mo siya. Exactly. Pero never namang naging mutual yung, alam mo yun, the feeling.
And gets ko yun. Yung parang like, but you know that I have a crush on it. Yeah, pero what if it's true love?
Exactly.
Do you not get together with somebody you genuinely love just because your friend has a crush on that person and that person doesn't have a crush on your friend? It's not mutual?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Like, for me, it's not so much na it's the friend who has to decide. It has to be you. You have to say, go. Kasi, you know, this person doesn't like me.
Mm.
Why would I keep them from loving each other?
True.
That's kind of weird, right? So there you go. Let the Record Show. If you want to join us, you know what to do. Just go ahead and send it to us. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Let the Record Show in all your posts.
And next batches will be on Facebook Live, also Twitch and YouTube. So make sure to join us over there, okay? Well, for now, we're going to continue OPM Riot. And we're playing tracks from the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, all OPM, last hour of it. OPM Riot on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook, also Twitch and YouTube, so join us if you're not watching us yet, and we are going to say good morning to a lot of people. A lot of people enjoyed OPM Riot, as always, on TMR. If you enjoy that, don't worry, because tonight, you can get a load of it again with Gail.
Yes.
From 7 to 9 p.m. So every Wednesday, we do it 7 to 9 a.m. and p.m. Good morning to Ro, and Ro requested for that Nickelback song. Of course, I had to play it because Daddy Chico also requested for it. Hello to Marvin. Hello to Marvin. Good morning to Juice Punk. Tipian. Hello. Natatakot na ako kay Daddy Chico. John Paolo says good morning also to MJ. Sana madagdagan ng days ang OPM Riot. You know, you gotta, you know, just get it 2 hours a week. That should be enough. Four, actually, if you count, yeah, the evening version.
One in the morning, one in the evening.
Hello to Jen Lonasco and his fiance Daphne, and their silent brusher office mate, Miss Sally. Hello to Specialist Joe, and also saying good morning to Judai, and to Jan and Edrickens. Also, what's up to Joyce Pantoja. Chico sounds like Romy Diaz.
Grabe naman yung Romy Diaz. Well, yeah.
Kasi kind of, you know, yeah, it's that action star energy.
Well, hello, I want to thank you, Chico, because my grandmother used to tell me all the time, Marky, you got to practice, you know, your eyes.
Yeah.
You gotta like move it left and right, up and down. So this entire day, I've been rolling my eyes because of Chico, that I've already practiced my eye exercises.
There you go. So thank you.
Thank you, Chico.
Thank you, Chico.
You're welcome. Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay. Hi to Jerome Santos. Hello to Jay Ocampo and Coco Hernandez. Also, good morning to Lilo Boy. And hi to Cyril Max in the winter. Says, but feel na feel ko tong pakisabi na lang. The company song.
The OG pakisabi na lang.
Yes. Mrs. John says, good morning. Hello to Tino. Pa-birthday blending naman for Ivan. Okay, Ivan, in a bit. Hello to Butter Baby, George, and hi to Boggs and Elmer Velasco. Hello to Jumil Ann. And yeah, somebody here said, mas natural daw yung baby Chico. Parang mas walang effort.
Bakit? I think it's pretty effective.
Ano ba to? Rotation? So
rotation,
okay,
yeah.
So tomorrow we'll have baby.
We'll see. Kasi alam mo, wala.
May guest pa na ba tayo tomorrow?
Ay, baby Chico.
Yeah, we have a special guest tomorrow, so make sure to tune in. Hello to Jennifer Espiritu, and good morning to John Paolo, who says, loving this Wednesday morning. I have to say that Clark is my morning crush for today. Okay, that's it for the text line for now.
Okay, so saying hi to Kiko Man Machine, Happy Riot, who is also tuned in, as well as Jinia, good morning. And naka-top entry pala ako yesterday, pero wala akong template. And happy birthday kay Daddy Pedro Pascal.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Oh, happy birthday, Pedro.
Dapat nawala yung daddy mo.
Go, daddy voice. Happy birthday, Daddy Pedro.
Hindi pwede.
Go.
Ba't nagiging baby ka pag si Pedro yung ginigay?
Ay, ako mo
Okay.
Hi to Mersky. Thanks for a Riot Wednesday playlist. Enjoying much karaoke in the morning. Also saying hi to Roda Enriquez, who says, good morning, everyone. Kindly greet my beshies, Saneng, Emmy, Hazel, and especially Kay Judy. Magma-migrate na siya. Maple Country soon.
Oh, Canada. Ooh, good one.
And Madeline from Kyoto. Hello, these guys are actually on our Facebook, YouTube/Twitch Live. So come tune in and we'll say hi to you in a bit. That's it for greets.
All right, so here we go. We've got Mike Ferrer to thank for our topic, Let the Record Show. Let's start off with Mike Ferrer.
Number 10.
I'm marrying you. Let the record show that I'm marrying you because I love you, not because of your monkey. Not because of your money.
I only love you for your monkey. The heck?
Let's do that again. I'm marrying you because I love you, not because of your money. Kaya yes, I am willing to sign a prenup. Let the record show.
Okay, I'm definitely not gonna love you for your monkey. I mean, I'd be terrified to even near you.
Yeah, Chico's not a fan
of monkeys. Sam. I'm not a fan of monkeys, promise.
They scare me because they're too smart. So.
Tsaka masyadong humanoid.
Yun nga.
That's what scares me. Like even if kunyari sabi mo na super bait nung monkey.
No.
Medyo na-freak out ako. Pass. Kasi parang it's like a human but not a human.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm okay with monkeys. I like monkeys.
From
cute.
Al Macchiato.
Number 9.
Let the record show na hindi ako malandi. I'm just very vocal about my appreciation for beauty. So if I think somebody's beautiful or handsome, I'll say it because I appreciate the beauty. But that doesn't mean I'm malandi necessarily.
That's
I'm not going
true.
To do anything with them. I'm just saying, I think you're very attractive. Yeah. Right?
That's what Hazel does with Baby Whale. She thinks that Baby Whale's very attractive.
Mm.
Appreciating.
Yun yung ano yun, diba? Na purely appreciation.
Sure ka pure.
Yun nga, dapat gano. Dapat purely appreciation. And...
wala tropol eh. Hindi pwedeng ano lang, appreciation.
But dapat nag-agree yung
hindi.
Tatlo dun sa...
I think dapat from appreciation to participation.
To depreciation.
Oh, pwede i-elevate na natin, di ba? Oo, para okay din yun.
And from Coco Hernandez.
Number 8.
Let the record show that I'm not competing with you even if you're trying so hard to be better than me. Walang competition. Because you have no shot.
It's all in your mind.
It's all in your mind.
And you don't stand a chance.
You don't stand a chance. So where's the competition? Even if you try your best and I don't try at all, I still beat you.
This reminds me of like all the reality show contestants who go, I really don't have any competition but myself.
Laging trash talk, no? Yung parang like, even in Survivor, it's always like, oh, I'm going to take this home. Oh, I'm winning this. Yung parang like, well, of course, it helps, di ba, when you're in the... Pero nakakatawa lang na everybody thinks they're going to win.
Yeah.
Kasi you're, ano, manifesting.
Yeah, it's true.
Diba?
Pero yun nga nakakatawa. Every season, everyone's manifesting, but only one will still take home the
win. That's true.
Has there ever been a tie? in any Survivor.
Wala yan.
Wala sa Survivor for sure, for
kasi
sure.
Kasi they're, diba, at the very
Drag Race,
end.
Yun na.
Kasi even if it's a tie, pwede ka pa rin mag draw rocks or fire maker.
Yeah. Diba?
And coming from Tampupu.
Number seven.
Let the record show na kaibigan mo ako. Kaibigan mo lang ako. And I made the stupid mistake of falling in love with my best friend.
Ayan na naman yung line from a movie eh.
Jolens talaga eh. And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
True story, sa aming limang magkakapatid, hindi man ako ang paborito ng magulang ko, ako naman ang pinaka-independent, self-reliant, at hindi sakit sa ulo ng magulang ko. You know, I think it's very important that parents acknowledge that. Alam mo yung kahit, it's okay if you have favorites, pero alam mo yung give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually say na, alam mo, ito lang actually anak ko na hindi ako binigyan ng sakit ng ulo.
It's very...
You know what I mean?
It's very Bobby.
Even if hindi siya yung favorite mo.
Diba?
Oo. Oh.
Ganun yung story noon.
I think it's important to say it.
Actually, kaya din nagiging achiever a lot of the non-favorites. Kasi nga, parang they want to get your approval. They want to show you. Na parang, look, you should love me more.
And even if it doesn't work, even if it doesn't get you the love that you thought it would...
At least
you're successful.
Yeah.
You're reaping the rewards of your success.
Because with us, it's very competitive. Like with the brothers in my family.
Yeah.
So if one person excels in one thing,
okay,
the other person needs to excel in something else that the other one doesn't excel in.
Instead of competing with the thing that
they're good at.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, that sounds fair.
At least you have your own.
And you don't take away from them.
Yeah.
Diba, kunyari, they're excellent at, I don't know, swimming. Then you do tennis. Kasi if you go for swimming, one of you will lose. But if one is good in swimming and one is good in tennis, then you're both good at what you do.
Which like the Williams sisters, diba? The two tennis players.
But
parang imagine. Like, sa start, it was all Venus. Everybody thought Venus was gonna be like the greatest ever. And that only motivated Serena
to
become better. And now, my gosh, GOAT.
Diba? And from 7070.
Number five.
Let the record show na 2 cups of coffee lang talaga ang iniinom ko per day. Hindi ko lang sinasabi na half liter yung each cup.
Oh my God. Wait, scary din yun. Hindi ka nagpapalpit eh.
That's know,
too
right?
much. I think you can die of that.
Like, hindi naman siguro.
Like,
but if you do it like every
heart,
single
every
day,
every day, it's really like, bad for your heart. It's like palpitations galore.
That's true. And from Rice Baby.
Number four.
Let the record show that I'm a natural blonde. And yes, the curtains match the drapes.
Oi.
Interesting.
Hmm. And from Maxim the Winter.
Number three.
Let the record show na hindi ako nagsastalk. The heavens are really just guiding me kung saan ang mga lodi ko most of the time. Pag may nakikita ako ibang fans naghihintay, nakikihintay ako. Tapos ayun, dadating sila. Minsan accidentally pa. Like, I remember Maxim told us a story where she just felt the need to go to like, alam mo yung usually where the artists go, right? Like usually entrance exit to the studio or to wherever. And she just felt like going to the parking area. And there he was.
Magaling lang talagang tumiming si Maxim.
Tumiming. And walang clue, ha? It's not like she found out that he was going, gets.
Mm.
Like, yeah. And I don't know if it's Maxim. Siya rin ba yun? Yung, somebody sent us an entry before na parang randomly one idol decided to go live or posted a story. Tapos nagkataon, siya yung nandun.
Wow.
So kasama siya sa story ng idol niya.
Galing.
Can you imagine that? Like, wow. From Hel Merito.
Number two.
Let the record show na hindi ako nagkulang sa'yo. Masyado ka lang talagang high maintenance. Nothing will ever be enough for you.
I mean, when people are difficult to please, you should stop trying.
That's true.
Diba? Yes. Parang bala ka na sa buhay mo.
Yun. Yun nga eh. Parang siguro, kiniklear lang niya na kasi baka ang narrative nung isa, nagkulang siya.
Hindi ka nag-e-effort.
So it's like, let the record show. I stepped it up.
Yeah.
You're the one who's like
step my
impossible
an
to
abyss,
please. Yeah.
A bottomless abyss. Now, doesn't matter what I do, it'll never be enough for you. And you will always find something to complain about. And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Number one.
Let the Record Show comes from Designer Dad.
Designer Dad says,
Let the Record Show, never ko sinabing mabaho ang hininga mo. Ang sabi ko lang, amoy 2-week-old na sinigang na nasobrahan ng patis.
Ew.
Pero hindi ko sinabing mabaho.
Kadi, I don't even want to imagine what that smells like.
What if that's your cup of tea?
No! No, no, no.
You like the smell of fermented patis?
Amoy panis.
No. Tsaka 2-week-old. Doesn't matter how delicious that sinigang was, it's not going to smell good after 2 weeks.
Yuck.
Pass. But there you go. We will play a couple of songs first in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
But we'll continue Ride Wednesday with Chico Hazel and Marquis, and only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final Top 10 for today. A giant batch. Let's thank Mike Ferrer for the topic. Let the Records Show. Starting off with Rice Rice Baby, nauna ko siyang naging crush. Ginaya mo lang ako at mas loud ka lang sa pag-express ng feelings mo. Pero, ako ang nauna. Hindi kita ginaya. Like for example, nauna ako nagkaroon ng crush. Pero, I generally just kept it to myself. Tapos yung friend ko, suddenly, naging crush din siya after. Tapos super like, ay, crush ko to. Like, very, very verbal, very makwento. So, nung lumabas na crush mo yung tao, people assumed ikaw yung gumaya.
Ikaw talaga, oo.
Yung when in
gumaya.
Fact, you were the first one.
Di mo lang kasi sinabi.
That's so annoying when that happens. And like, yeah.
Meron din naman kasi ipagaya-gaya lang, di ba? Parang yung childhood friend ko. Nung nag-uusap kami na parang, oh, so sinong crush mo? Di sa mga kalaro natin na boys.
Mm.
Tapos syempre ako sinabi ko yung crush ko. Si Jepoy, ikaw lang ba?
Ayo.
But then everything I say, lagi niyang sinasabi yun, ikaw lang ba?
Parang,
girl, get your own personality.
Right?
Sinisingle white female ako.
Yeah,
this
very
was,
that.
Like, we were what? 5?
Oh
6?
Oh wait, we have... I mean, nag-message sa atin, ikaw lang ba? Yung pala, nakikinig pa rin siya.
Si ikaw lang ba? Uy, Facebook friend ko, si ikaw lang ba?
Oh. And from Maxim De Winter, hindi ako ang kumain ng spaghetti mo. Ang alat na nga, wala pang lasa yung hotdog.
Grabe naman yung maalat na spaghetti.
Right?
Hindi matamis, maalat.
Maalat.
That's weird because it's usually either matamis or sour. Diba?
Yeah. Pag medyo Italian-y-ish.
Speaking of maalat, hindi ako makaget over sa in-order kong pares like a couple of days ago. Sobrang alat. And you know, when you say pares, ako ang expectation ko parang matamis.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like
parang
on the,
braised.
Diba?
Braised beef.
Hindi. My God. Parang nabuhusan ng isang boting asin yung...
Baka nagkamali lang.
Ugh.
And from Victoriano, this is usually a tricky thing. Let the Record Show, 3 months na kayong hiwalay bago naging kami. Kaya huwag niyong palabasin na ako ang third party.
Walang,
never naging kami nung kayo pa.
Walang agawan.
Pero kasi ang mahirap dyan is...
Pero baka hindi pa kayo. Pero who knows? Maybe you were already interested.
Maybe you're already talking. Maybe
no.
Already
ang ano ko, ang problem is, if let's say, you were in their circle during the time that they were together. So, syempre, mapapaisip yung isa na, so have you been feeling this all this
exactly.
time? Even if hindi pa kayo, but you were hanging out. Yun yung, for me, ah, kasi kunyari completely hindi ka connected to them. Oh, obviously, you know. Pero yung ang hirap, pag kunyari,
you were around the whole time we were in a relationship.
Yes.
Then it seems na parang the whole time ba may, like, abangers ka?
Medyo, diba? Kasi parang like, even if let's say nothing happened, na kayo pa, but the moment you broke up, hindi naman the moment, pero sabihin na natin
three months after.
And then naging kayo, mapapaisip ko ako yung isa, I'd be like,
was there
really?
Something happening?
Diba? So, even though technically, hindi ko yung cause ng breakup, at walang agawan, I agree, pero mapapa, ako.
So, if ever, dapat ano, mga 1 year yung haantayan bago...
Hindi na eh, kasi nag-ano ka na ng pahiwatig ka na ng... ng pagnanasa. Too late, too late.
Parang wala na rin namang tinatago.
Dapat dead ma ka, di ba? Mm-hmm. Na parang nuninu, dapat gano'n.
So expect mo na the next day.
I think that's happened to me before.
Wait, which part were you?
I was the one who had an inkling na may ginagawa siya.
Ooh. With someone in your circle?
Kind of. Okay. But like, it was more of parang naging group chat kami because
it's a group chat, chat a code.
Nag-move siya to the States.
Okay, there was a group chat.
So like, na-meet ko lahat ng friends niya, gano'n, mga housemates, quote-unquote niya. Tapos parang may feeling ako na may nangyayari. And then biglang, after ako bumisita, and we broke up, kasi I left na, yun. 2 weeks later, may bagong jowa na naging fiance very quick.
Ooh. Attack!
Lions, attack!
Hindi kasi pag yung talagang merong agawa na nangyari, then it's pretty cut and dried. Ang mahirap talaga, yung talagang wala. Hindi naman ang away, pero meron ka lang, but you were hanging out with us? Yung may ganun na, yun yung very, for me, very gray area. Na ang hirap. I wouldn't know how to feel about it.
I would probably think that there was always something.
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't do anything about it, but there was always that attraction.
Which I appreciate that they never did anything about it at the time.
Pero ang hirap din kasing maniwala na they never did anything about it. Because you would suspect na baka something was already going on.
And Tampupu says, let the record show na absent ka nung first day ko. Na sinadya mo yun. Nasimula pa lang, threatened ka na sa akin. Hoy, dinispell na ni Juice Blanc yan, ha? Nakita mo lang padala siya na ano, na talagang may sakit ako, apparently.
Ako pa nga yung mabait, eh. Ako pa nga yung nagsasabi na hindi may sakit siya, di ba, remember? Mm-hmm.
May sakit ka.
Ano siya, he was already feeling ganito, ganyan.
Oo, may sakit. May pre-prod. Yung mga 2 days before.
Oh my God.
At papaano na si... Ano ba yun? Cold turkey ba yun? Or like, were you already joining us?
No, I was already, because I was already,
how,
diba,
that,
parang,
how
I
did
think,
that work?
I think there was a, probably like a month or a couple of weeks that Gino was away, and then I sat in.
Okay.
So, and then eventually, when Gino resigned.
So we were already on board for all intents and purposes.
We were already boarding.
Hindi siya official first day.
Hindi, official yun.
Hindi siya first time to board.
Definitely not. But alam mo yung nung official na na, ito na, o final na, o regular ka na dyan. Biglang hindi po, biglang may so, I'm sick. Whatever.
Wait, may tanong din si Mar. May tanong si Mar. Yung Jersey Boys, may sakit ka din, Chico?
Ayan, lumalabas. Ilabas natin lahat.
Hindi pa tayo friends nun! Actually, binibigay na nila yung ticket. Kasi sa Meralco Avenue lang. Sabi ko, kakatama. hindi pa kita kilala noon. I mean, like, we weren't like friends yet. Of course, I would have watched. It's my one of my favorite, ano.
Passive-aggressive mo.
Uy, hindi.
Sabi ko ni Maxi, ganun siya mag-protest. Very passive.
Ito nga eh, yung first ever pinanood ko na, ito friends na kami. I mean, we were already playing Pokemon. Tapos yung first show ni Marky na nag-hangout na kami was Hair. Remember that? And then, niyaya niya ako to watch. Ako, oh, of course, it's my favorite. It's one of my all-time favorite musicals ever. He did to me yung pinaka-ayokong ginagawa.
Hinila ko siya sa stage.
Hinila niya ako sa stage.
Oh my God!
I was like, nung papalapit pa lang siya, tapos nakangiti na siya. I don't know. Oh my gosh, hinila niya. And there I was, the most awkward dancing you've ever seen on stage.
Sana may clips. Alam mong video. Sana nag-bushwhacker ka na lang.
I know, right? I was so awkward because it was like, I remember pag yung
siguro feeling ko you were giving very ano, Prince William.
Very, very Prince William. Alam mo yung inis na inis ako nung bata ko, yung pag yung dati kasi uso dito sa Philippines, pag kunyari merong restaurant, yung biglang merong show, like kunyari, usually mga hawa, yung mga chik, mga naka-grass skirt. And ending nun lagi is they will get people from the audience to dance. And
ayaw mo sumali,
it was my nightmare. It was my nightmare na ako yung lalapitan. It has always been my nightmare. Yung hihilahin ako, tapos sasayaw. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But anyway. And from Mike Ferrer, let the record show, I may be desperate, I admit as much, but not desperate enough to date you.
Oh! Savage.
Ouch.
Koli. Panoorin nyo lang yung ASAP ng Talk About Love. Yung napaghandaan pero awkward din. Paano pa yung biglaan?
True.
Ito may choreography
may
na to.
May choreography na nga to.
Muscle Just memory.
Ko, diba? And from Your Cup of Tino, let the record show na boyfriend mo ang unang nag-message sa akin. He calls you, baby girl. He calls me, daddy bear.
Ay. Oh, it's both Chico.
Baby girl. And daddy bear. I don't know about bear.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're bear yet.
From Rhyme and Reason, let the record show, I get more done while I'm on vacation than you na nasa office working. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Ganun kaka-useless. Mas marami akong nako-contribute while I'm on vacation than you who's working full-time.
I'll preach.
From Coco Hernandez, let the record show that you care that I don't care. But I don't care that you care.
So, wala kang pake.
Herschel says, me and my girlfriend spent the new year 2016 drinking. Me ended up wasted and slept at the doorstep of the bathroom. Of course, I didn't believe her. Because when she told me, nasa bedroom naman ako nagising. So, she pulled out photos. Dapat meron kang proof.
Mabait pa kasi dinala ka pa sa kama.
Oo.
You know what I wish I did? When Eric was
oh my God.
Passed out in front of them. I should have asked the girl
for photos.
To be like, hey, I don't know if that's really my brother. Can you please take a photo of him and send it over just to see if it's him?
Sana may receipts.
Para meron kang ano.
No, for example, pag may wedding na.
Oh. That's true though. That would be funny. That would be funny.
Remember this one time, Exhibit A.
Yeah. In Denmark.
When I got a call from Taiwan. From Denmark.
Denmark.
In Taiwan.
And from Rice Baby, let the record show, I just followed the recipe to a T. So don't blame me kung hindi masarap.
Mali na feeling recipe.
I literally followed the recipe. I didn't make any mistake. From Rice, also from Rice Baby, let the record show na hindi ko niyakap yung chika babes. Hindi lang ako umilag nung niyakap niya ako, ang rude naman, but I did not hug back.
Oh.
You know, alam mo, literally, they lunged and they hugged you. So you're like, I mean, alam naman, itulak mo, di ba?
Yeah.
So, like, so you just stood there, hindi mo naman nag-hug back.
You can tell your girlfriend that.
Yeah. And from Tampupu, from Mike Ferrer, let the record show that I said I can. I never said I will. Magkaiba yon. One is like a statement of ability. I can.
I didn't say I will. Yeah, doesn't mean I'm gonna do it.
Right? Self-proclaimed gorgeous says, let the record show lahat ng lumabas na dapat secret have been traced to you.
Ooh.
Alam mo yung pag yung kanyari may lumabas, sabi ni Marky, kay blanco lang sinabi yun eh.
Loose
tapos
lips.
Ako din. Kunyari something na, ba't na nalaman ng lahat? Kay ano ko lang sinabi yun eh. Ganun, laging
alam na.
Mo. Sino yung ano?
Imagine, for example, leak. You only told two people.
Yeah.
And the other one's your significant other. Mm. And you normally trust your significant other.
Yeah.
But then you have an inkling that it's them. But then you blame the
pero
other
ang hirap pa rin, at least dalawa. Kasi pag dalawa,
it could be
it's
one still, or the other.
Eh. Even if it's your significant other, syempre kahit papaano, nandun pa rin yung back of your head. Pero yung sure ka na isang tao lang ang may alam, dun mo mahuhuli talaga. And sometimes people do it on purpose, ha? like they say something to catch, kunyari yeah. may suspicion na sila, they will come up with something, tell the suspect, and then hihintayin niya kung kakalat.
Mm.
Just to confirm na ito nga yun, ito yung madaldal.
Yeah. Hey, that's smart.
Yeah. People do that. I know of cases where people have done that. Minsan nga, they invent.
Yeah.
Just to see lang kung lalabas. And one person, make sure na one person lang ang nasabihan mo. And then before you know it, like the whole office knows.
Huli!
Huli ka. From The Dry One, let the record show that I took all the blows and I did it my way.
Okay, Frankie.
Yeah. Pero yung sa my way naman, the record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Mayakap ang kantahin eh.
Oo nga eh. Farmer Sanchez says, let the record show na ikaw ang lumapit sa akin habang nananahimik akong naglilinis ng swimming pool niyo. Very pool boy.
Well, we had a very special pool person.
Oo nga. Meron nga tayong pool person.
May pool person.
Nung pool person friend.
Nung weekend.
Oo. Hindi ako lumalapit ah. Kung ano lang ako. Kaupo lang ako dun sa malayo.
Pero in fairness
enjoy
ha.
Enjoy the view.
In fairness ha. Marunong mag-alaga ng baby.
Oo.
Very, very good at handling babies.
Gugu gaga. Ako naman, gugu gaga. Yon, ganon. And from Juice Blank, let the record show for the 5 years that I've been in Dubai. Shout out to the Dubai Rushers. I had many opportunities to cheat. I've met women, kabayan, and foreigners who were hotter than my then girlfriend, but I didn't. Well, good for you.
Good for you merong, that you were able to do that.
EQ. And Poik says, let the record show that when you took a maternity leave, parang lahat ng negativity sa work disappeared.
Ay!
The unproductive limitations, the inefficient excuses, the long processing times. Then we all realized as a group, it was not a we problem.
You're the toxic one.
You are the one. And when you disappeared, parang suddenly the veil was lifted.
Life of the...
Like, everything improved.
Organization got better. Quality of life.
And the two tops comes from Nina Hidalgo and X marks the spot.
They both say.
Nina Hidalgo says, let the record show na unlike popular opinion, sobrang challenging at nakakapagod din ang maging stay-at-home parent. Dahil walang stable na working hours, 24/7 kang nagtatrabaho.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think like, swerte mo naman, stay-at-home parent ka. It's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I am on call 24/7.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, it is no joke. Mm. And from X marks the spot, let the record show that yes, I am admittedly a monster. But let it also show how you created me. You are my villain origin story.
Oh.
I'm terrible. I admit
it. I turned into that.
But you made me terrible.
It's the passing of the torch. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where like, you know, stop it before you spread it.
Very Joker.
Yeah.
Very Joker. Mm. You know, he wasn't a bad person. But he was pushed to the brink.
So, ang lesson... Pag i-push to the brink.
Oo.
Yung mga mababait dyan.
Oo. Dapat ano lang, yung just...
A little nudge every now and
then. Near the edge, but not quite over the...
i-edge ka lang namin. Kasi ikaw iniisip ko na mabait eh, na don't push to the... So we can edge you. Is that you giving us permission?
My edge? 36 years old. My edge this year, 36. My edge next year, 36.
Okay, let me edge you. No, but the edge of the table, I have to just fix
yeah, that's
it for
right.
you.
That's right. Ayun, yung gilid.
Yeah,
because
I gotta fix that edge.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganon.
Parang Ayala Alabang Gilage. Okay. What about us? Let the record show. Ano ba yung gusto kong i-straighten out na fact?
Ay, may sagot nga ako for you eh. Let the record show na nung binigay ni Beth sa akin yung list of like...
Literal records.
Literal records to ah. Yung list ng mga late ng mga jocks. Niwala yung pangalan ni Chi. Like, kasi
like every, I don't
everyone,
exist.
Like, di ka jock, parang di ka part ng team. Kasi wala ka dun sa list. Kasi wala siyang late. So, my gosh.
Like, is this just for 1 year?
No, I got the record for like December to March.
Ah, okay. Kala ko yung, for example, late na even back when we were in Taiwan.
That was my last late.
That was...
Seriously, that was my last late. Pre-pandemic. Yeah, so...
Oh my gosh.
Taiwan, that was my last late.
Good for her.
And it wasn't even my late. It was the airplane's late.
It wasn't even your fault.
Yeah, because the airplane was delayed.
I'm telling you, grabe. Right? Grabe ka. Iba ka. Mm-mm. Talagang aspirational ka. Ano? KBP Golden Dove Award for Best Music Radio Host.
Dapat meron ding ano, KBP Golden Dove Award for No Tardiness. I would win it every year.
Ano pa ba? Let the record show.
Why am I so prepared? Let the record show. I haven't been late to a single rehearsal for Rent. I've been to every single one, even if I was, I had events that I had to cancel for work.
Let the record show that my little statue kahibangan was the only glitch lang naman. I've been very good before and after that.
But the statue collection?
I mean, I have. I mean, the reason I was able to get into it was probably because I was very good with my finances, you know. And thankfully, na ano naman siya, na...
Agapan.
Na agapan. Grabe yung na agapan. Parang
malala na.
Parang malalang sakit na agapan.
Pretty much.
It's basically that.
Yes.
I mean,
admittedly, but yun nga, ano ko naman is that it has never been my character flaw na I'm always like spending carelessly. That was my one time. Medyo one time, big time. Pero even before that, iniisip ko, was I super maga? I mean, I did have hobbies, but not to that extent. Yun lang talaga yung parang pinaka-hiccup ko na bisyo. Kasi I'm a bisyo person, you know. I was never like into alcohol or smoke. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? This was my like one time, big time na naagapan naman.
So, were you fidgety?
Oh my gosh. You know why? Kasi what really stopped it was the pandemic. Because it kind of scared the shiz out of me. Like, will we ever get to work? Will we ever have like a source of income? Maybe I shouldn't be buying statues. You know what I mean? Like, it scared all of us. So, medyo na ano ko doon, na nahimasmasa.
So, you were fidgety. You know the idiom, you have ants in your pants.
Sige nga, mag-fidget. I'm not a fidgety person, but asan na ba yung fidget spinner ko?
Oh my gosh! The fidget spinner!
No, I never had one.
I had one. Did you have one? I had one. Like, shing, kling, kling. Mga shuriken.
Bagay nga kasi yung like pag fidgety ka. I am fidgety. Mahilig kang mag, diba?
Magbuting ting.
Oo.
May nagsasabi dito, buti nag-pandemic lord at na bantayan.
Ayan ka. Ako, ano, let the record show na nalilate man ako sometimes. I always stay longer than I need to.
Kumbaga may bawi.
Bawi, oo. More than. Even when I get home, I'm still working.
So describe mo yung binigay sa'yo na list.
Ha?
Ni Beth.
May champion. Hindi ako.
Hindi
ah.
Ikaw. Oh.
Magkakaalaman na.
Magkakaalaman.
Oo, sa meeting. Oo.
But there
surprise,
you go.
Surprise! Ganon.
Ano yan? Surprise, mother. Favorite ko pa rin yung meme na yun.
Mic drop ako.
Surprise!
Anyway. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will be back tomorrow, and we will have our special guest on the show tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So make sure to tune in. We'll have a Thai actor on the show tomorrow.
We have a Thai actor.
Yes, exciting.
Our guest tomorrow is also my favorite chicken part. Thai.
So yes, we will be here at 6 o'clock.
Baby. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
It's a tie. Stick around for more of Riot Wednesday. This continues all day today. OPM Riot, the evening edition will happen from 7 to 9 p.m. only on the Monster. It's Riot Wednesday. Bye.
Bye guys. Bye.